Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Perry Lecompton football with head coach Mike Paramore, presented by First State Bank. Coach, let's talk about the week one game last week. You go on the road to Sabetha. Obviously, you saw them in the playoffs last year. You were able to get past them in the first round and move on at that point. You see them in the opener here in 2022, and they put the run game together, and ultimately they come out with a win 28-14. What were the overall takeaways from that week one game?
You know, we got beat by a better football team on a Friday night. They did a great job. They came out, you know, they established a run, and, you know, I was pleased with our kids, though, continued to play hard. They took the opening drive and went down the field, kind of stuck it in our ear a little bit, and, you know, we had to do a reality check and came back, and for us to get two nice stops again on defense before the half and only go in down 7-0, liked the way our kids responded and continued to play hard. You know, offensively, we just got to continue to get better. Made too many mistakes that didn't allow us to go finish some drives and maybe get ourselves back in the game a little bit better, a little bit quicker. But you love the effort of our kids.
Yeah, it did seem to be like a tale of two halves. It was just a 7-0 game at halftime. And considering how things had gone, I would guess you would have had to have felt pretty pleased with where you were at, considering what kind of went by with the first half and only being down 7-0. But obviously both teams trying to make some changes in the second half. They came out, they kept it with the run game. You guys certainly kind of picked it up in the passing game a little bit. The combination of Gunnar Ball and Cale Gorski really got it going there, especially on the late touchdown drive for you. But, you know, talk about those two for a minute and the combination that you're going to have with them.
Yeah, I think they've got a pretty good chemistry going. I mean, they've had a good connection last year as juniors and had some nice numbers. And, you know, feel like that's something we got to continue to improve on and get everybody involved in the passing game. And within that, do a better job up front protecting. Gunner was on the run quite a bit, and he creates really well. But we got to do a better job of establishing that pocket so he can hang in there and deliver the ball, because we feel like we got some great skill kids. And just, you know, throwing the ball was tough. Bethesda does a great job defensively what they're doing, and they took some things away from us. So it just points out to us what we got to do on our end. You're going to beat a good football team, you've got to really take care of those little details and, you know, stay on blocks a little bit better and hang in a little bit longer and make sure that first step's a good step. And just those things that we allowed ourselves to go look at it film and then have our kids see. And I think they took out from that and want to get better from it.
How have the guys responded in practice this week?
Tremendous. I mean, just exactly how we thought they would. I mean, they're disappointed that we're licking our wounds, but understand that the football's a long season and there's a lot of things in front of us, and we're going to learn from this one, put it behind us, and now the next challenge in front of us is what we're going to focus on and work on getting better and come back and respond the right way.
The next challenge will be Riverside on Friday night for week two. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing with our conversation with Mike Paramore, the Perry Lecompton head coach, as we continue on with our locker room chats on KNZA. It's presented by First State Bank. Coach, your week two matchup, you get your first home game this week, and you get Riverside, a team that might have put a little bit of a notice into the Big 7 in week one, as they had a home game against Jeff West and won 34-21. First off, just what do the early scouting reports kind of look like on Riverside, and what kind of ball game can you ultimately expect?
No, they're a good program. They got some things going. I mean, that was a great win for them to come out and get started. And, you know, being the small school of the Big 7, they overcome some challenges with their numbers out and this and that. But they got some athletes. They got some kids that can play. And those playmakers did what they needed to do for them on last Friday against Jeff West. It definitely got our attention what we saw on film that, you know, we're going to have to make sure we defend well. We're going to have to be well prepared as we go in. And, again, our focus, you know, we want to look and see what our opponent's going to bring. But, you know, we got to take care of us. We got to get better and work on those things that we didn't do as well in week one and go back to practice and get better. That's our focus.
Talk about some keys to this game. Obviously, it's a little bit of a change. Obviously, going from Sabetha and now getting your first home game, getting a Riverside team that certainly has a lot of confidence now after that win over Jeff West. You're seeing improvement from your team this week. What are going to be some keys, and what are the expectations going into this one?
I think we just want to come out and like I said, things that we didn't do as well last Friday, show improvement up front. We want to be better in our scheme and our assignment of how we block things. Defensively, we want to be a little bit more sound in our technique and improve areas in there. We got to tackle really well. continue to run the football and you know, what we always preach here, giving great effort. If we can come out and play with great effort and play with a lot of emotion, a lot of excitement, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to win on Friday nights.
That's Mike Paramore, head coach at Perry Lecompton. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by First State Bank as they get set for their Week 2 matchup, home game, first one of the year for the cause. They get Riverside, another big 7 tilt on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good luck against Riverside on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate your time.
That's Mike Paramore, Perry Lecompton, head coach. We'll talk Royal Valley football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.